Okay, I've been fresh like Will Smith since 94 and I built this.
Welcome back to the Sneaker Lounge, PJ Tucker. I got my guy with me, one of my favorite followers on the gram. Bubba Dub, what's the deal, my guy?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Chilling, man. Appreciate you coming through.
For sure, for sure, for sure, man.
Yeah, dog. I've been following you for a while, dog. I know a bunch of players. Everybody rock with you, dog. You always make us laugh. How you get started doing it, for real?
Man, how I got started doing comedy, just bored, man. I feel like the comedy game was watered down. I feel like comedians normally don't say what they want to say no more. They sure want to be political. I can't say this or I get in trouble. I don't give a damn. I'm going to say what's on my mind and just me. And that's how I got started. I ain't look back.
Yeah. Now, I think it's so authentic, dog. You always speak your mind, but it's always funny, especially in sports, dog, when you get people that, you know, that love the game and love to watch it. And, you know, you can tell you really watch the game. So I always get a kick out of it, bro. It'd be funny.
I start telling people because, you know, a lot of players, they would DM me like, bro, what's up? Like, bro, it's not personal. Yeah. I don't know you. It's not personal, fam. It's just that you was trash tonight. And, you know, you two for 30. And then I go to the club, you out here with me. No, that ain't what we doing. You need to be in the gym.
Thanks.
So I don't call you trash. But, you know, I love it, though, man. I always tell people it's not personal, man. I'm just calling the game the way I see it tonight.
Yeah, 100%. That's what it is. 100%. How you feel the comedy game has evolved, you know, especially in recent time with social media and everything? How you think it's changed?
Well, for the older comedians, it sucked. Because, you know, they had to go to the Chitlin Circus and had to really, really grind. And for us, you know, we come up through the internet, you come up fast, and you get booked for shows faster.
Yeah.
I think that's how it changed. There's a whole lot more money in now.
Yeah.
But for most comedians who get in this game, and they're not comedians, I'm just gonna be real.
Yeah.
Real comedians go on stage. That's what I do. I'm a stand-up comedian. Right. I can go do an hour. I can go do a show with Mike Epps, Tracy Morgan. I can do a show with the best of them and hold my own.
Yeah.
So that's how I think the comedy game has changed. But it's a lane for everybody now. So for the older comedians who have their own fan base, now their fans can see them online and interact with them. So the comedy game has changed for the best. But you know, we just had to go through all that BS they went through. Thank God. But you know, it is what it is, though.
For sure.
But
for sure.
We get, you know, we kind of get looked on. Oh, you get social media comedian. Nah, I can do what you do. If not, do it better.
Right.
So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Nah, it's just another lane. Like, I like it now because you get to see people faster. Like, back in the day, you wouldn't have to wait for somebody to come up with a special or something. Now, you're just posting. And I think it's dope. Like, you get to interact with them faster.
Yeah, it's marketing, you know? Ain't no better place. Nobody can market you like yourself.
100%.
You know, so that's what I love about it. Anything. Plus, I can be in this city and then be in the next city, the next, and it's just better right now.
For sure. I don't know if you got a line, but where do you draw it? Like, you go after people, you saying what you saying?
I don't go after people's family. I don't go after people's kids. That's just off limits. That's just something I draw the line. I say, well, I used to be biased. I would never say nothing about LeBron.
I would never say nothing about LeBron,
but someone pulled me to the side and said, look, little bro, I like what you're doing, but you ain't being fair. Hold him accountable. And when I start holding LeBron accountable, my followers just start going crazy. Because I was like, some game, LeBron have a bad game, I wouldn't say nothing. I put it off on AD.
Right.
I blame somebody else. I'm like, nah, that ain't right. Let me start blaming LeBron, man. You got 75 turnovers, fam.
Right.
And you on the bench biting your nails. It's you. Ain't nobody, it's you. Like, you got to play better. So drawing the line, I don't really never just go over the line on people because it's not personal. I don't know these people personal to attack them. And I'm not going to never attack them. I'm only going to attack them what's on the court.
Right.
Never outside the court.
Right.
I never do that. But inside those lines, I'm going at your neck. You got to play better. And what's so crazy, I was at a Lakers game last year with Floyd Mayweather, matter of fact. And he was being messy. He put me on the front row so AD could see me.
Yeah,
AD seen me was hot.
Wow,
man, AD was mad at me, but he was calling me trash the whole game. I said, you need to be trying to beat Portland, fam. Worried about me. Score some points. But I don't draw no lines for nobody, though.
Nah, you don't ever take it too far, though. Like,
No.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm all for it. Like, I love it. Like, if I'm playing trash, tell me I'm playing trash. If I ain't doing it, tell me. But I think some people go too far, and that's where it get kind of funny.
Because they want clout.
Right.
They want clout. They want instant viral stuff, and that's not me. I'm authentic. I'm organic. I'm going to get it over time, and they just work for me.
For sure.
You know, I don't have to be calling you B's and N-words to be funny. I'm just funny just being me the way I am. Right. So sometimes people just do it for clout, and that's never for me. I'm in this game for the long haul. I'm also all about, because I want to be a relationship with you guys outside of this, that, and the third. And if you just doing something that's detrimental to a person, then you're not going to build no relationship with them like that way. So I always try to be respectable, but I'm going to be funny at the same time and just call you out on your stuff. Yeah. Like, PJ, come on, fam. Boy had 60 on you tonight. Come on now. You can't file him, elbow him or something. Come on. Stop the bleed. You know? That's just me. That's just the way I think.
I love it. I love it. So who in the comedy game you always look up to? Like, who inspired you, especially early on?
You know, you always got Mike Epps. You know, I got an old soul. Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Red Fox.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. I watch all those guys, man. You know, Eddie Murphy, of course. And then you got the new comedians these days coming up. You got the DC Young Flies.
Yep.
People like that. I normally just mess with the older.
Yeah.
Because people in my era are kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I just kind of mess with the ogres and rock. See how they move, see how they maneuver. See, my aim right here is the movies.
Right.
I want to be in big movies.
For sure.
I don't want to just be considered just, you know, they go to trash guy, this and that. I got range, so I can do it all. But them the people that I looked up to, Bernie Mac, RIP to him. And there's, you know, some dope comedians out here doing their thing to this day, but I'm just more, I rock with the more of the people that do stand-up, that really does this for real. That's what I gravitate to.
I love comedy, so that for me is like, see guys come up, you know what I'm saying? I'm an old head, so I like all the old guys, but I love the new energy the guys are bringing now.
Oh, for sure.
It's fun, man, for real, especially with Instagram, be able to just see, you know what I mean, get on my timeline. You, Desi, all y'all, man, y'all, like, I really like be watching, you know what I'm saying, laughing, always, my boy sending back and forth, whatever y'all back on one of us, so I send it to him, you know what I'm saying?
It took me for a while to realize that some of my videos actually getting in the locker room.
For real?
Yeah, so that's until I bumped into Dwight Howard. Man, was he mad. Boy, he wanted to do something to me. I was like, Lord, I know I'm going to be a millionaire, but I think it's going to be sooner than I think. Howard wanted to do something to me, boy. I said, go ahead and hit me. I'm going to the hospital, fam. Like, you know that right now. You ain't playing no more. You think you going to really be overseas? Cause you ain't playing the league no more. NBA is over. But but he was like, yeah, man, that video you did, man, I can't say on here, but what I said, but he was like, that video you did, man, I ain't like you no more after that. I'm like, dang, fam, I'm just going by what you did.
Right.
He was like, man, I don't care. My bad.
My bad.
man.
Oh, I love that.
It'd be all fun and games on the internet, but when I see y'all in person, I'm short, by the way. I'm 5'5". So when you see these guys in person, they 6'7", 6'8", I don't have the same energy. But when I leave, I'm back talking to us again. how do you balance that, being competitive with your friends? Because you got friends in NBA, of course.
Yeah.
Like, how do you where you draw the line at with your friends?
We ain't friends. Like, once we, them lines, ain't no frizz. Ain't no, all that go out the window. We ain't no buddy-buddy. Ain't no laughing, joking. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming. Ain't no homeboys or none of that.
See, I like that, because I'm glad you said that, because that's one of my main problems I used to have with LeBron. He friends with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on, bro. Elbow him in his nose one time. Like, come on, man.
LeBron's just like a good dude, though. Like,
can't be good for LeBron. You got to be bad sometimes, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You killing my picks, fam.
But he don't be like that, though. Like, he's the type, like, where he's still talking, laughing, joking, dap you up, and still get on your ass. So it's like, you know, it's...
If it's a player in today's game that you think remind you of yourself, who is it right now? That's a dog that you know that's going to get up in your face. I ain't with that buddy that's going to, beside Pat Bell. You know, he not a regular dog. He's a Dolman Pincher.
I like Lou Dort from Oklahoma City. Lou tough, man. I like Lou. Lou do a little bit of everything, but he tough, though. Like, he get after it every night. I watch him every time. He always consistently get after it. I like that. I like dudes like that.
So, your practice is competitive the same way?
Same thing. It don't matter. That's every time you step on the court, it's the same thing. No matter if it's practice, pickup, games, finals, it don't matter. It's the same type of energy every time.
Because you know you can spot up King in the corner, right?
Yeah.
And there's ever been a time, we ain't going to say no name, you ever been a time in the game, you got your star players or whatever, mm-hmm. they shooting, but you mm-hmm. wide open, you not getting up. In your mind, you like, man, stop shooting, fam. Just give me the ball, dog. You talking about we win, we a team? I can't tell. Because y'all not giving me the ball. Do you say something or you can give them an eye or after the game, you go to the bar, like, bro, you sorry MF tonight, fam. Like, yeah. I got 9 positions. I was hoping you didn't give me the ball.
Nah. Nope. Never, not one time.
You're a good man because you better than me.
Nah, you got to be like that, though, because, first of all, he getting paid a whole lot more than me to shoot that ball, so you go ahead and take that shot. That's what you getting paid to do. I'm getting paid to do my job.
Correct.
Stand here and wait and see if you go past it and then stop them dudes when they come the other way. So it's – you know, staying in your lane at the same time, and it's supporting your teammates too. Now I can't come to the bench and tell you off and tell you not doing what you're supposed to do when that's what you do.
I
got your back. You take it again. Take that shot. No matter what happened, I'm going to ride with you.
That's why I've never been in the league.
You'll tell them?
You come down, you miss 3 shots in a row. You're not getting it no more, fam. I'm calling my own play. Even though I ain't got no play design for me, I'm calling my own play.
They'll put you on the bench.
I wouldn't be in the league.
Take you out for sure.
I know, because I'm learning it's politics.
It's a little bit of everything, but yeah, you got to.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know, outside of being like the superstar, you got the role guys, you got to play your role.
Yeah, you got to play your
role. You know what I'm saying? You can't win if everybody don't play their position.
And you're right, though. It's a lot of players, football and basketball, not playing their roles. Like
right.
Football, you know, you got your lineman, you got to go in that A gap, but you going through the B gap.
Right.
Not a running back, don't win 70 yards because you ain't.
You ain't playing your roles. See, that's what I'm saying. You worry about what everybody else is doing. You ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Correct.
Yeah,
I respect it.
It's the chain of command. It got to go like that. If you going to win, if you really want to win, that's how I got to be. Yeah, so we're in the sneaker lounge. This is my sneaker lounge. So is there a sneaker culture in comedy?
It is.
For real?
It is. It's a sneaker. It's definitely a sneaker culture in comedy, man. Especially the younger like the DC, the Disney, everybody. I'm trying to have a fly sneakers, this and that. But it's more definitely. But the older comedian, nah, they putting on slacks, church shoes, and they good. But us, we dressing up. You know, we got the fashion. So that's another thing that we bring into the comedy game is the fashion now these days. And you know, but yeah, it's definitely a competition.
For sure. I know like Chico B, he'll be having some kicks on sometimes.
For sure.
I know a few guys be having kicks on. Carlos be having some kicks on sometimes.
Yeah, them the Jordan people, girl. They love them Jordans.
They keep them J's on for sure.
They keep them J's. I'm not eating the Jordans like that no more.
Yeah, but you
I just kinda got out of that, man. I'm in the Dunks. I've been trying to find them Gary Paytons.
GPs.
Yeah, and the Dennis Rodmans.
Yeah,
a lot of people forgot about them Rodmans,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
the
Rodmans hard.
And the Deion shoes, they bringing them back.
Yeah, I seen that. So, I gotta holler at them. I need a pair of those.
Everything is starting to come back. Come back again.
It
and Jason Kidd's shoes, matter of fact.
Yeah.
I used to love them as a kid too.
Sure.
And Jason Kidd's was super dope.
It's hard for sure. What you rocking like on every day though?
Every day just Forces or some Dunks. I'm gonna rock some Forces or some Dunks every day.
Yeah, clean and easy.
Yeah, I can't really. The reason why I love Jordan, I'm just not into them no more because as a kid, I used to always try to have them. When you get older, start getting a little money.
Yeah.
I mean, about.
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, that was like the thing.
It's still the thing, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, I love them, but I just try to be different from everybody. I rock some New Balance now.
Yeah.
I ain't putting no Kawhi Leonard's on, but I rock some New Balance. I rock some New Balance, though. You know.
Nah, I like New Balance, too.
Yeah, that's some good shoes.
Nah, for sure. So when you got a big show, you gotta get fly. Like, what's your process? What you doing?
I need to stop it, too, because when I got a big show, I always gotta go to sex.
You gotta go to sex.
So gotta stop it. But, yeah, you gotta be fly on stage. You feel good, you perform good.
For sure.
But you gotta be fly on stage, because people, all eyes on you, everybody looking at you, and, you know, when you growing, you know, in this game, you know, you got a lot of followers. And people look up to you and they want to see what you wearing and this and that. So you want to be presentable. I used to go out there just dressed in. Well, I'm from the country. I ain't really never had nothing. So I used to go out there dressed in kind of way. When you start growing, your fans get on you. But you terrible. You dress terrible at night, man. They get you a stylist and some stuff like that.
Right.
So now when I go and do shows, I make sure I look good. I make sure I'm dressed to a part, man.
Yeah.
So the people come up and they want to take pictures with you. Like, you fly. yeah. this and that, because, you know, black people, they're going to let you know, man. You know, what the hell you got on, fam? That ain't it.
100%. I don't know why they do that to the old school guys, though, with the big, remember the big baggy suits with the
Michael Jordan started them big suits.
With them big suits.
Then they went to the Steve Harveys and everybody else started wearing them suits and stuff like that. But, no, I ain't wearing no suits. No, I can't do that.
Some hard bottoms?
No, I can't wear no hard.
Can't do it?
Sound like my grandpa, some hard bottoms. No, I can't rock that.
No, that's what's up.
But, you know, you look good, you feel good, you perform good. You know, just like y'all, when y'all go out there every day and practice and you go on the court, you want it to translate. It's the same way with us when we go to the open mics. You know, we go in there, we spawn. Right. You know, we spawn our jokes out, we spawn them out on them, we spawn them out on different people. And then when we come to the big show, everything just flows, you know, everything. You know, like when you go to school, when you was a kid, you had your clothes lined out in the morning.
Yeah.
That's how we do for the big show.
Yeah.
Kill
him. Kill him. For sure.
Yeah.
Still do that.
The shoe game, right, you definitely got confidence because everybody going to look at your sneakers when they see you. They're going to look down and see how you, especially the ladies. They,
for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I'll see how you rocking.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor that you wear a new pair of shoes every time you play. Is that true?
Yeah, well, yeah and no. I change up like the actual shoe, but it might be a shoe that I already wore, you know what I'm saying? So I got a bunch of pairs of shoes I like, so it'll be a fresh pair though.
Fresh pair. Have you ever took it to the point to where I think Gilbert was saying he was wearing Gucci shoes?
He wore like some Dolce & Gabbana shoes in the game. Nah, I ain't doing that.
Is it, you think if you did, you think the coaches or somebody would say something or?
Nah, they probably crack jokes, but I wouldn't do it. Ain't no way I'm guarding. I'm gonna guard LeBron and some Gucci's. Like, ain't nobody. Then you gonna be talking about me.
Well, if you warm and you bust out of them like Zion did in the Nike shoes.
See, that's what
time.
I'm saying. I'll be scared of that. That's what I'm scared of. They ain't made for the court. Like, they ain't had nobody test them out, see if they can, you know what I'm saying? Like, the force I gotta use to play defense, you can't, like, nah, bro.
Game 7. Let's say it's game 7. What shoes you wearing?
I'm going Old Faithful Kobe's. I got to. Always. Big game, I ain't wearing like trying to be cute and all that. No, I'm putting on the Old Faithfuls for sure.
Black Mamba. Can't lose with them.
Never can.
Can't lose with them.
Never can, for sure.
So that translate over?
Yeah, 100%.
I hope it translate over to AD, because he be wearing them. Glad you said that, so the mentality should be there.
It translates. That's my dog. It translates.
He a dog.
That's
man.
My dog.
He a dog, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, 100%. It translates for him, for sure.
I ain't been blaming you this year either, fam. I've been riding with you all year. I was putting it on Russell. Now he balling. Now I'm putting it on Christian Wood.
Oh, now it's on C. Wood now. Okay. All right. My God, appreciate you coming through and rocking with me, dog.
For sure, man.
For real, for real. I rock with you. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Going hard.
Appreciate it, man. Love, man.
For sure, bro. For sure,
okay, man. I've been fresh like Will Smith since 94, man. I built this.